This is the Nightly News Podcast. Join Jay the Man and the man, the myth, the legend, the one and only Rags, discussing today's news, conspiracy news, and news you won't hear anywhere else. Only on the Disclosure Media Network. Don't forget to subscribe to us on YouTube by going to youtube.disclosuremedia.net.
Hello and good evening to those of you listening on our live streams from YouTube, TuneIn, and Ustream. And of course, all of you that download our podcast on iTunes. Hey, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to youtube.disclosuremedia.net. Today it's Wednesday, July 8th, 2015. Rags is still on hiatus. He's on vacation, and he'll be back soon, into August, I'd say. So we've got Rex Bear, guest co-hosting tonight. You can find out more about Rex, and he's also got a YouTube channel. Just visit youtube.com/clandestinetimelord. He's also got a website, leakproject.com. Rex, what's up, dude?
Hey, Jay. Not much. I just wanted to bring this to everybody's attention. There's a lot going on right now. This New York Stock Exchange charade that's basically happening today, where they shut down trading at 11:32 a.m. for over 3.5 hours. You know, it's quite interesting that this happens the day after China stops half of the different companies out there from trading with their stock market. You know, you've got Greece just almost at complete default. China's up in flames. The stock market out there is just absolutely collapsing right now. And then the New York Stock Exchange has a supposed glitch, and it shuts down for 3.5 hours. You know, not only that, United Airlines today grounded all their flights.
That's unprecedented, you know, for the stock market to be shut down like that.
Well, it is. And for 3.5 hours? And I watched the president of the New York Stock Exchange speak today on the news, and in my opinion, I don't think that it was just a minor glitch. But then you've got the
definitely
Drudge
not
report. No, I mean there's no way.
Everything that's going on right now. I mean, you've got you know, just to break it down, we've got the NYSE was down, the United Airlines system was down, the Wall Street Journal's website was down. I also heard that a Patriot system in Germany was hacked also. So, I mean, there's a lot going on right now.
Well, and that's something that needs to be brought up also. There was a news article today. If you go to autoblog.com and type in "hackers send unexplained orders to German Patriot missile battery," that's the name of the article. And it came out today. Basically, what happened was during the same time that the New York Stock Exchange had to close trading, these missiles in Germany were hacked. And if you read the article, it says the cyber attack caused the battery to carry out unexplained orders, and they've got that in parentheses. So, you know, it's very interesting. You know, also, if you do a little more digging, Jay, you can read, if you go to Twitter, Anonymous, the group Anonymous, actually tweeted last night at 10:45 p.m., this is fully verifiable. You can go to their website. It's at Your Anon News. I'm not a big follower of these guys because, in my opinion, they're probably, most of them are controlled opposition. But who knows? You know, there might be some real hackers involved in this group that are lone wolves per se. But I would say at the top levels, it's probably orchestrated by these alphabet agencies. But in this tweet, it says, "Wonder if tomorrow is going to be bad for Wall Street. We can only hope." You can even find this tweet if you go to Time Magazine. There's an article on their website that talks about this tweet. And it's quite a peculiar time, isn't it, Jay? The day before the New York Stock Exchange has to close down for 3.5 hours?
Yeah, it's sorry. I hit the play on that video there. Yeah, it's all just very, very coincidental that all this is happening right now. So, yeah, it's, you know, people don't realize with this new digital age, you know, everything can be just erased. Everything can be shut down, power, everything.
Well, yeah, and how about that new TV series that came out on USA Today, or not USA Today, but the USA Network, just the first episode was a few weeks ago, called Mr. Robot, and it's this group of hackers that are involved in basically changing the overall money structure of today, and it's really being pushed in the media. So you've got all these things going on right now with different countries around the world in complete turmoil. You know, China has so much money involved in us, and we, as far as the U.S. government and different companies in the U.S., and there's a lot of money that we have invested in China. I think almost $3 billion has been wiped out in the stock market in China, or I'm sorry, $3 trillion has been wiped out of the stock market in China just over the past few days. So it's a bloodbath out there right now. I think we've got an article on that here. Let me see if I can find that. On CNN Money, there was an article that came out saying China is taking 10 huge actions to save its stock market. And even this isn't really doing any good. I'll read through a few of these real quick with you. But one of the things they're working on is essentially having the government buy back stock. The CSF is lending $42 billion to 21 brokerage firms so they can purchase blue chip stocks. Now, another thing that we might want to look into later, Jay, if we have time to research this, is who is the CSF? You know, how are they involved in this? You know, follow the money on these big things and these big events, and things tend to come up. But China says they're even going to buy small stocks. There's going to be a new stimulus, a $40 billion stimulus plan that's going to be announced on Wednesday.
More government spending.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Spending that money.
Oh, yeah, just print it up. You know, I mean, you can make an additional zero in front of the one as many times as you want if you have a computer for you that's connected to these, you know, systems. So, but here's another thing they're doing. They're going to take China, they're going to stop trading on over half of the stocks that are on the stock exchange out there. And that happened, I think, yesterday. And so that's another thing, Jay, that makes it very, very peculiar is the day after China stops half of their stocks from trading, you've got this giant glitch that closes the New York Stock Exchange for 3.5 hours. So do you think that this could be more for, you know, certain investors within the U.S. that knew that things were going to happen, so they needed more time to trade and get out of stock, so they called their buddies in the NYSE and got them to, you know, close it down? Or do you think that this was actually done by some type of hacker? What do you think, Jay?
I think it was done by probably a hacker group. Now, it doesn't mean the group isn't connected to the government, because I think the CIA and probably the NSA probably got their own private contractors, I guess you could say, hacker groups. There's even companies out there who sell hacking programs to the police departments. I mean, there's actual companies out there. So it very well could be a rogue government group doing this, doing these hacks, basically showing the world that your stuff ain't safe on the internet.
So remember that Fox News clip that came out today where Greg Keighley, the COO of Ghost Systems, comes out and says,
"Yeah, North." You want to play
you know
that?
Can you play that? If you can do that, I think you should for our listeners, because in this short clip, Mr. Keighley states that North Korea claims they're behind the attacks and they've tweeted it. So show the clip and then I'd like to continue on this, please.
Okay, here we go. Stand by. Any second now. And go.
The stock exchange to go down like it is today, for the administration to come out so fast and so vehemently and say this is not an attack, I think it's a little bit disingenuous. There's been on Twitter all day today claims from the from North Korea that they're behind this attack, and that's very, very possible,
okay,
as are a number of other actors.
Well, let me bring this to your attention, and if we can put up this graphic on the
no
screen. There was a tweet
from
Anonymous, an hacktivist organization. Here's what it said. Wonder if tomorrow is going to be bad for Wall Street. We can only hope. There it is on your screen. This was put out yesterday. So what do you make of that, Greg?
Gretchen, it's just another one of these strange coincidences that are being brushed off today by the administration and by the DHS and by the
FBI.
All
right, I think that's enough.
I just cannot fathom how this is possibly
so,
a day chock full of coincidences. These are major attacks. you just have to look at how badly the OPM attack went. That started off as 4 million people hacked. Then over a Friday or over a weekend, it became 18 million people hacked. And I think by the end of this week, you'll see it's 40 or 50 million people have been hacked just through the OPM. So this is the same administration that's now telling us, oh, don't worry about it, there's no problem here. You just have to look at the coincidence on coincidence on coincidence.
Yeah, I don't know if there are any politics involved in this.
And yeah, I think you do have to. He has a point, Rex, where he says, you know, these coincidences, that's just, they don't add up. And, you know, it very well could be, this could be the very well start of the attack from, I guess, the West, China attacking the West. You know, because now they've stolen the records of pretty much every federal employee, present and past. So, you know, they've got everything on every government employee. These people have got to be freaking out.
Well, how about that? Yeah, I mean, just a few weeks ago, you've got these news reports where these government officials' information has been stolen supposedly by the Chinese. And if that's true, if there are tens of thousands of federal workers and individuals that work for the Department of Defense or maybe the National Security Agency or some type of government contractor with the DOD, if China has these files now and records and personal data on people, how much easier is it going to be for them to understand in their eyes what might be their enemy? So that happens, and now you've got New York Stock Exchange being shut down, supposedly a glitch. I don't buy it. But then you've got Mr. COO of Ghost Systems saying that. Here's what I find skeptical, Jay. When this guy comes out and says that North Korea has been tweeting they're behind the New York Stock Exchange being shut down, I went to the official North Korea Twitter webs, you know, the Twitter account here, and I'll show it to you. I think I sent you the link. If you'll post that also, there is no tweet whatsoever claiming that North Korea was responsible for the New York Stock Exchange shutdown. So, you know, where did this guy, the COO of Ghost Systems, even come up with that? Did he just pull that out of his hat? Did he just make it up? Is he trying to create more fear because he runs a company that's heavily involved with cybersecurity?
Yeah, the last tweet from North Korea was July 3rd.
Exactly. And there's nothing on there about how they were involved with any type of cyber attack. And it seems like North Korea is this made-up boogeyman. I remember the elections, you know, Iran, and back when they had the elections, the presidential elections a couple years ago, they were saying, oh, North Korea and Iran are the biggest threats to America. It's retarded. If people really think that, they need to unplug from their television set for a little while and do some independent research. Don't take my word for anything that I'm saying, folks. Don't take Jay's word for it. Do your own due diligence and research. We can show you the evidence that we have, but you're definitely going to have to do the research unless you want to stay stuck inside of that comfortable bubble that you're in. And if you do, that's fine. I'm not trying to judge you or say that we're any better just because we're informed and you're ignorant. But, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on. And another thing that concerns me with the financial chaos that's going on right now, Jay, you've got Greece defaulting on their loans. You've got so many catastrophes going on around the world financially. Why is Jade Helm, why are these troops and trucks and special forces people being sent into certain locations around the country? It seems like it's happening at a very interesting time.
No, you're right, man. It's there's a lot of things going on right now. A lot of pieces of the puzzle, I think, are coming together.
So, you know, let's get into this Jade Helm for a minute. You've got the official map that was on the reports, the Jade Helm reports. Could you post that picture of the map for us, for our listeners?
Yeah, where's it at? Which one am I looking at here? Let's see.
Okay.
Which link?
Well, it's actually, okay, we've got a really slow Skype connection right now. This is retarded. I sent you a 400 kilobyte file that says it's taken 8 hours to download. So it's on one of your, you should have the actual picture of the map, and it points to an insurgent pocket in California. And that specific area is located next to Calexico, California. And the Bank of America closed the same day that the drill started out there And I even called Bank of America personally to confirm this, and they didn't have any files or records of a bank at that location. They just had information of an ATM there. So I actually screenshotted Google Map images. There is a bank there, but it's been closed. And it literally closed down the same day that these exercises started out there. So, you know, that's another thing to add speculation and add more fuel to the fire. Why are they closing banks down in areas that are labeled insurgent pockets in the Jade Hell maps? I mean, it just doesn't make any sense to me. What are your thoughts on that, Jay?
Yeah, it doesn't make a lot of sense. I don't know why they would be doing that. I really don't, man. The Jade Helm has got me. I don't know if it's really anything, if it's just a big psyop to scare people, or if it's a drill that's going to go live.
Well, how often before have there been drills during events that these, you know, giant catastrophes take place and they happen the same day?
Every time.
Yeah, every time.
Just look at the South Carolina shooting with that Dylan Roof guy. There was a active shooting training going on in South Carolina.
Yep, and I've actually got the footage of that, the photographs of the government documents showing that there was a drill going on that day that it took place. And then, you know, there's the $29 million that they give to South Carolina, and an undisclosed amount goes to the families. You know, where's the autopsy reports? Where's the reports on the ambulances that were sent there to take care of the wounded or the dying? Where are the coronary reports? Where are the police reports? There's nothing there. I mean, it's all just take our word for it. Here's a picture of what looks like a crazy individual.
So what you're saying is there's no records?
There's no record of any of it.
So you can't go get a death certificate for any of those dead people?
I certainly haven't been able to find them.
Interesting.
Please, if somebody has the records, I'd love to see them. Bring them on the show. Let's take a look at this. Let's put this to bed right now, because I don't have any evidence. As a matter of fact, the video footage that they showed of Mr. Dylan Roof walking into the church wasn't even the same day that it supposedly happened.
Yeah, I know.
It wasn't even the same day.
They always, small details, they either forget or they put them out there on purpose.
Well, they can't be that retarded. I mean, they've got to have more intelligence than that. But it's most likely because people are so brainwashed under this, not all people, but many people are so brainwashed under this mass mind control program that they don't care. Whatever they're told or force-fed, they're going to believe because they're comfortable in their lives. And then there's people like you and myself that question everything. You know, people call me a conspiracy theorist sometimes. I'm the furthest from a conspiracy theorist. I think that most of the conspiracies out there are truly just that, conspiracies. I always like a good story and entertainment, but I'm looking for the truth. You know, I want to get to the actual evidence. You show me the evidence. Let's see the blood stains. Let's see the documents. Show us the proof. All you're doing is giving us some story about how some, lone gunman, Caucasian kid that likes Confederate flags and is a supposed racist terrorist, is able to go into a church and kill six or nine individuals?
Nine.
And people buy every story. It's unbelievable. So, but let's get back into this New York Stock Exchange debacle here and what's going on.
Well, you know, we had a story, you know, Gawker had a story. I don't know if we talked about that first, but Gawker had a story, and it was titled, "Ladies and Gentlemen, It's Time to Panic." And, you know, first there was the United Airlines had a network connectivity issue that grounded all its planes for over an hour, and then the New York Stock Exchange halted trading, and then around the same time, the website, we talked about that also. And then Wednesday's outages immediately ignited speculation about a coordinated cyber attack, but so far, of course, no evidence points to any kind of hacking. But you know, it just, like I said, the series of these incidents, just, it's not coincidence, folks. Okay, it's just not all just one day all these things happen to go down at once. No, it's not how it works. And I still think that we're under attack. There's cyber attacks going on right now at this moment. Certain websites don't load quickly and stuff like that.
No, you're right. As a matter of fact, Susan Posel, we're going to be speaking with her tomorrow. She came out a couple years ago with a blockbuster story about a possible bank virus that will spread like wildfire. And when that happens, there's going to be approximately 72 hours before full-blown martial law. So, you know, that's going to be interesting to speak with her tomorrow. And for those that are listening right now, check us out at youtube.com/clandestinetimelord, also youtube.com/disclosuremedianet. Jason, he's got some excellent interviews that he's done in the past on there as well. But we're going to be speaking with Susan tomorrow, and she's going to give us some.
It's actually youtube.disclosuremedia.net, but thanks.
Not a problem. Thank you for correcting me on that. So definitely join in tomorrow, 11 p.m. Eastern. She's going to give us a ton of information. She's also the chief editor of the investigative headline news. You can find her at OccupyCorporatism.com. So, yeah, she came out with that.
So she's an Occupy chick?
You know, she
I don't dig. I don't dig the Occupy people. I don't.
You know, I think that some people have good intentions, but we've talked about this in the past when that was going on several years ago. The majority of the people that I talked to that were actually out there demonstrating and picketing or whatever, they didn't have a clue.
And did you remember the one famous photo, the cop pepper spraying all those people lined up in a row? Do you remember that famous photo?
I don't know.
Well, anyway, a cop pepper sprayed some Occupy people sitting on a sidewalk they actually sued them, and they actually just won their lawsuit. They're all going to get like $60,000-$80,000 a piece and stuff. So yeah, they're all happy.
Nice.
it's regardless.
I mean, you know, I certainly think that there's a lot of people that have good intent, and you know, good for if you have a certain belief in something, you have every right to go out and protest against it, and I think that that's good. But you know, who knows? Like we used to think. You know, we've talked about this before. We've done shows on this, Jay. There's a lot of speculation at the very top of those organizations. You know, they're being funded by people like George Soros and others that, you know, could care less about American politics unless it's in their favor to make money on.
Well, that's right. Money, money, money.
Just follow the money, you know. So, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, you know, we talked earlier about the government hack, and there's also a story on Disclosure Media that you can read. You know, originally it was 4 million. Now we're up to 32 million, Rex. 32 million government employees may be affected by the hack. The hacks at the Office of Personnel Management may have comprised with data of 32 million current, former, and prospective federal employees. The figure was cited by Representative Jason Chaffetz of Utah at a House Oversight and Government Reform Committee hearing on Wednesday. It was included in the OPM's budget proposal for the next fiscal year and is nearly double the previously reported estimate of about $18 million. It could also include potential military enlistees. So not only government employees, but we're talking the military too. We're going to have their names and addresses and Social Security numbers and their wives and kids, and the danger posed by the wide array of cyber threats facing nations is heightened by the weakness in the federal government's approach to protecting its systems and information. That was one of the guy's testimony. He also said that the GAO has found many federal agencies don't respond effectively to security incidents, or they don't even use encryption to protect sensitive data in the first place. I mean, this is just, it's insane, Rex. The system is wide open, and it was left wide open on purpose.
You remember a few years ago when there was an article out every week about some new conspiracy of Chinese microchips being put in very high-end Department of Defense computers and individuals that had high security clearances. They would be keylogged, so the data that they were putting in was actually taken directly from them back to the Chinese military and the government. You know, not only the drones that were being sent in the Middle East, where they were located, there's a lot of speculation of these F-35s, these $100 million jets having faulty microchips that could possibly be linked to China. So why in the world First of all, would you put a Chinese microchip in a Department of Defense computer to save a couple of bucks is beyond me, because the repercussions are actually mind-boggling. I remember we used to do shows on this, Jay, when we were with the Raw Feed back in the day,
yeah.
And we would start talking about this stuff. They would shut us down. They would literally, our Skype account would be just turned off automatically. It was as if this information is being funneled through maybe their systems and stuff we would say they didn't want to hear. They just shut it right down.
Oh, it's so, most definitely being funneled through some type of system. There's no doubt about that.
Oh, sure. I mean, if you have a cell phone, if you have an Android cell phone, you can actually see where your phone gets routed through. And there's a good chance if you do any research on your own independently that your phone does get routed through the Department of Defense. It's very easy to see that. You just go into settings and you can look at that through your settings. So that's a whole other show. But there's a lot going on right now. And I got to tell you, Jay, hopefully next week or a couple weeks from now, we can look back at this episode and laugh, because nothing will hopefully take place beyond today. But I don't know, man, with this Jade Helm officially starting in just a few days, and the bloodbath in the stock market right now in China and all these other countries that are getting ready to default, things could happen very quickly. So it's certainly a good time to stay vigilant and be prepared.
I agree, brother. Let's see. We're going to take a break here shortly, folks. At the bottom of the hour here, just want to remind everyone that we're got Rex Bear here with us as a guest co-host. Rags is he's on summer vacation. He'll be back probably at the end of August. You can subscribe to Rex's YouTube channel by going to youtube.com/clandestinetimelord. You can also subscribe to the Disclosure Media's YouTube channel. Just go to youtube.disclosuremedia.net, and that will take you right to our channel, and you can hit the subscribe button and be subscribed and get all our latest videos. We're going to be pumping out more videos here as the summer continues. Definitely, we'll probably have more coming out. I know I've got two potential guests probably booked probably for next week. Definitely probably have a guest on Tuesday, a pneumologist. So that'll be an interesting show. We've done some of those, I think, in the past, haven't we, Rex?
Yes, sir. We sure have. You know, numerology is fascinating. There's so many different, if you really get into numerology and the different numbers and their correlations and what they mean to a well-versed numerologist, that's another thing too I forgot to bring up earlier, Jay, but the crash or the stop of the New York Stock Exchange happened today at 11:32. So that has some numerological significance to it as well.
Interesting. You never, numbers, you know, it's all a numbers game, isn't it?
Well, it is. Have you ever looked up your life path number?
Yeah, mine's it was a pretty good number. I know it was good. And when I looked it up, it was like the best number you could get.
It's the best number you could get.
Like 21 or something? I can't remember. Something like that.
Life path numbers is going to be 1 through 9. The way you put your life path number together is you'll get your birth date. You'll add up all the numbers. So if let's say your birthday is August 21st, 1977, you'll take 8 plus 21 plus 1977. You'll add that up, and you'll break it down to its lowest point, and then that would be your life path number. So you could just figure that out if you put your birth date down, wrote the numbers down, and then you added that up. And if it came up to 28, you would just add the 2 plus the 8, which would be 10. You would take away the 0. You would be a life path 1.
I'm life path number 11.
So you would be a 2.
It says as a life path 11, you possess an inordinate amount of energy and intuition. Oh.
Hello.
I like you.
Nice. Right on, man. There you go. So 11 is your life path.
It says you are a channel for information between the higher and the lower, between the realm of the archetype and the relative world. Ideals, thoughts, and understanding and insight, or all of these can come to you without you having to go through a rational thought process. There seems to be a bridge or a connection between your consciousness and the unconscious realms. Whoa, freaky.
As above, so below, so they say.
I guess. Hey, we're coming up, folks, here at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our five-minute news break. For those on YouTube, you won't have to hear that news break. You're just going to you're just going to hear music, I think. I've set this up, Rex, so the folks on YouTube don't have to hear the news break. They're just going to hear music while we're on our break. And for those listening on the radio streams, you will hear the news. So with that, nice. We're going to go to our news, and we'll be back here, folks, in about 6 minutes. So just stand by.
We'll be right back with the Nightly News Podcast with Jason and Rex.
All right, folks, we're coming back. This is the Nightly News Podcast. Rex, you like this tune here? I'm digging it.
Oh, yeah. Bring the drop down.
What's that?
Bring the drop down. Dubstep. I'm doing the robot right now.
Oh, yeah, you doing the robot?
Doing the robot, reading from the vents.
All right,
we
folks.
Live the Twilight Zone, Jay.
I know. We do, man. All right, folks. Coming back here from our break, we've got Rex Bear with me. He's guest co-hosting tonight. Rex Bear.
Shape-shifting.
You can subscribe to Rex's YouTube channel by going to youtube.com/clandestine time lord. Also subscribe to Disclosure Media's YouTube channel by going to youtube.disclosuremedia.net. Hey, don't forget, we have an Android app that you can download at the Google Play Store. Just search for Disclosure Media. I think we've got a couple apps there. So we've got the media app, and then we've got the radio app and conspiracy news app. And so just check the apps out. We've got the one app there, the Disclosure Media radio app, that you can listen to the live broadcast that's going on right now. So if you have an Android app and you've got the app, you can just listen to it right now.
Download it.
Live. So with that, Rex, let's talk about Greece, dude.
So what is going to happen when Greece tells their usurping masters to shove it up their ass? What's going to happen when they tell the offshore interests that they owe billions of dollars to that they're not going to pay them? Is Greece going to be the next Iran? Is Greece going to be the next biggest threat to America? Are they going to make a nuclear bomb and attack us?
Oh, you speaking of nuclear bombs, you see where the U.S. Air Force tested a nuclear bomb today?
You know, actually, I did not. What was that about?
Well, I guess it was no actual warhead, but the Air Force did drop a nuclear bomb in Nevada.
So let's talk about this for a minute. I'm glad you brought up a nuclear bomb, because I want to jump up into the radiation levels across the country right now. I had the opportunity to go out to Washington, D.C. I spent a couple weeks out in Columbia, which is just in the outskirts of D.C. It's about half an hour away. It's really a neat area out there, Jay. I got to tell you, when I had the opportunity to go visit D.C., I'm not a fan of big cities by any means. I would prefer to be in a cabin up in the Colorado Rockies or something like that, away from people the majority of the time. But D.C., was electric. I mean, the energy out there was absolutely phenomenal. I went out there with my family. We had the opportunity to check out the White House. We went to the National museums out there, the Smithsonian Museums, went to several of those, checked out the monument, the giant obelisk, and it was just an incredible energy out there. You could tell that the people out there, they were just really interesting. And one of the things that I found very interesting when I was out there was I met a lot of people that actually work with the NSA, a lot of people that work for the Department of Defense and different engineers and such, very well educated, very articulate. Oh, yeah, yeah. But one of the guys that I was talking to, you know, first of all, I don't care what your preference is with religion, or I could care less if you're gay. I don't care. I mean, whatever you want to be, that's up to you. Have fun. You know, as long as you're not hurting me or other people, I could care less. And this one guy that I talked to out there actually does work for the Department of Defense. He's an engineer, and he sees a lot of data go back and forth. He didn't tell me exactly what or what he, you know, specifically what he did. He just gave me the stuff that he could tell me. But I told him, I said, yeah, I live out in Texas. And he's like, oh, yeah, well, I know you Texans can, you can carry guns or something like that. And I said, yeah, we can pretty much carry whatever we want. And he the first thing that he thought of, Jay, when I told him I was living in Texas was, oh, you're a gun carrying person. You have a gun.
Right.
So I guess somehow, if you're from Texas, the first thing that people...
Well, I think it's synonymous. Texas, you know, going back to the Wild Wild West days and stuff, I think guns are just, you know, it's a part of cultural in Texas. And heck, the United States at that point.
Well, whether you're from Utah or from Texas or from Washington State,
it doesn't matter.
Yeah, Ohio. But I can tell you this much. If you live in Maryland, you're probably not going to own a gun. If you live in Connecticut, you're probably not going to own a gun.
Well, do you know what's pretty interesting? You know, the Supreme Court announced that, you know, with the gay marriage thing, you know, with that announcement, now the gun, you know, the pro-gun folks have now, they're now saying basically that with this ruling, it's pretty much going to allow concealed carry in every state also, because, I mean, if you're going to, you know, you're going to give the rights to the gay marriage to be able to get license, and those licenses have to be honored anywhere in the United States. So shouldn't the concealed license also have to be honored in every state?
I don't know. I'm not a lawyer. You know, that's something that I couldn't answer.
No, but it's about being fair. I mean, that's what they argued about. I mean, that's what the gay marriage, you know, they argued they wanted their rights to be equally treated. So, okay, well, let's have that equal. Let's have that equalness with gun rights people too.
Well, let's talk about this for a minute. If anybody ever reads the news on Yahoo.com, you know, Yahoo.com, I'm on there all the time just because it's, I have no idea, to be honest with you. It's an easy website to go to. But you read some of these news articles from Yahoo.com, and, I mean, seriously, this is the stuff that's on international news that tens of millions of people go to. I read an article the other day, and I had to actually – I was so set back by the article that I had to bookmark this person's Twitter account, because – they were just completely blasting the middle class that was straight, you know. So basically, if you're a Caucasian middle class person that is not homosexual or lesbian, then you're a bad person. I mean, it's like, okay, well, first of all, I don't care if you're gay or lesbian. I don't care what color you are or what your religious preference is. So why do you have to attack people that are heterosexual or that have, you know, certain old school values and morals? This person's news, her name is Emily Heath, and she was basically blasting anybody that felt like they had the right to have a Confederate flag. Because in her opinion, if you have a Confederate flag, you're a racist that should be locked up. That's what they've made it into now.
That's definitely what I mean. I know it has roots in hatred. I know groups use that flag to spew their hate, but groups have used other objects, other symbols, People have used the American flag in crimes. Heck, I mean, just look at what we did to the Native Americans of this country.
They were slaughtered.
Right.
They were absolutely
and that was
demolished.
Done under the American flag, okay? So, well, let's be equal here. Let's ban everything then, folks. Let's just ban it all because it's just a symbol, okay? That flag didn't kill those people, okay? And taking the flag away or labeling people with it as being racist isn't going to change nothing. The only thing it's going to do is make things worse, and its main reason is to divide and conquer.
Well, they're certainly trying to create this division. You know, I look
That's
at
exactly
the,
what they're doing.
I look at the Confederate flag as a flag of, you know, those that are maybe you could say somewhat of a rebel.
See, I never really considered it myself not as a Confederate flag. To me, it was the rebel flag. You know, it meant to be free. It meant to stand, you know, stand your ground for what you believed in. Not, you know, it had nothing to do with, you know, slavery or anything like that, even though some groups used it for that reason, you know.
Right. What flag hasn't been used for some type of hate? You know, look at all of the flags around the world. I'm sure you could pinpoint certain hate crimes, if you want to call it that, to that flag. So whether it's a North Korean flag, a Japanese flag, an American flag, there's always bad in history. You know, if you look throughout history, there's always been certain things that have happened that were horrible and horrific and bad events.
Look at the atrocities that have happened with religions. I mean, look at the Christians and the Catholics, what they did back in the Inquisition days. I mean, horrible.
Look what they're still doing.
And they're still doing stuff. So, yeah.
So why is it that if you're a middle-class American that is, you know, you're married with kids, or you don't necessarily believe in everybody going out and have sex changes so they can, you know, be a different sex, if you don't necessarily believe in that, then how come you're the bad person? You know, it just seems to me like anybody that had the old school morals and values, people that, you know, have conservative values, they're the terrorists. But if you're a jihadist that comes to this country on a visa that has ties to people that blow shit up, you're fine. You can do it. If you're an illegal from Mexico and you come over here and you keep getting deported back to Mexico and then you keep coming back to the U.S. and getting DUIs, it's okay. But if you pay your taxes, if you're middle class and you get pulled over for having a – if you get pulled over for, let's say, one of your headlights is out and they smell alcohol on your breath, so they do a test and then your blood alcohol content comes up higher than 0.08, well, you're going to go to jail. And you're going to have to pay a substantial amount of fines. Your insurance is going to be more the rest of your life. It's going to cost you tens of thousands of dollars. But if you're an illegal alien and you come over and do it, it's okay. They'll let you go.
Twilight Zone, dude. We are in the Twilight Zone.
Oh, my gosh. You think for yourself, you're a terrorist. Oh, you believe
and
in
I'm not a big
freedom,
religious
you're a
person,
terrorist.
Rex. And if you just look around, you know, I'm not a big religious guy. I don't attest to any of that stuff. But it does seem like the Christian folks are being persecuted, just like some have said it's been prophesied. It does seem like that. But it could be just, you know, prophecy just taken. It's you know, you could say something and it's just going to happen anyway.
Well, I mean, do you think it's prophecy, or do you feel that maybe people are kind of reading these texts that were written 1,000 years ago?
Because some of these crazies over in the Middle East, you know, they're trying to bring about the end by, you know, creating the things that are prophesied. So they're trying to bring these prophecies to light.
Right. And what do you think about that? Do you feel that if certain events take place that it's going to create the Armageddon that has been talked about for over 1,000 years?
Well, I believe that people can see into the future. I believe people can see in the past. Our universe is so freaking complex. And I just So it very well someone could have seen some things, and that's why we get our prophecies. So who knows? It does seem like what's playing out right now is just all part of what's supposed to happen. I mean, pretty soon we'll see what happens with this gay marriage thing. If they start suing churches and discrimination, they're already suing clerks who are refusing to give license out. So it'd be interesting to see what happens.
So I read a headline the other day that said these people were going to be arrested because they weren't going to marry a same-sex couple. Did you read that?
No, I didn't see arrested.
You know, first of all, shouldn't people have the right to do what they want to do if it's their job? I mean, shouldn't they have the right to service somebody or not?
Well, then, but we get into that slippery slope. Do you have the right to refuse someone because they're black or white?
Well, why not? I mean, should you have the right to do that, or should you be forced to do something? First of all, I mean, does that really make sense?
Not really.
I mean, why should you be forced to do something if you live in a free country? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, you got a point, but, you know, devil's advocate says you're a public company and you have to serve everyone in the public.
I mean, you would think that if you're a company that wants to make profit, there's going to be another company out there that would make profit off of the services that they provided for you.
No, you're right.
I mean, personally, I don't care. Like I said before, I don't really care.
I don't know why you would want, you know, if you're a gay person, why would you want someone to bake you a cake who doesn't want to bake you a cake?
Right. I mean, wouldn't you be worried about what they're going to put in the frosting?
Well, let's see, because people want to sue everybody. They want this sue mentality that we have in this country. Everyone wants their piece of the pie, and, you know, that's all it's about. And trust me, people will be suing churches who won't marry them. Watch. It's going to happen.
Oh, it's been happening. It's retarded, Jay. And they're going to win. They'll probably win.
Well, we're definitely probably going to have another civil war if that happens. I think we're already on that path anyway.
Okay, so isn't it interesting that this Dylann Roof character, comes out of South Carolina, and there's a lot of history books that claim the original Civil War started in South Carolina.
Yeah. Very well could start out again. We'll see what the people think, because it looks like the legislators, they're going to go ahead and take that flag down.
Now, is that an act of war, in your opinion, Jay? Attacking old school heritage and trying to eliminate something from the history books that really, you know, let's look at this for a minute. Who hates the Confederate flag more than anybody?
I don't know who.
Well, maybe the English?
Maybe. Probably.
I mean, didn't we get our independence, supposedly, according to the history books? Who knows if that is really true or not? I mean, that's a whole other episode here. But didn't America break free from the crown?
Yeah, you're right. And the Confederate states wanted to go back to the Confederate rule because, you know, a lot of people probably don't know, but for the first 10 years of our country, we didn't have the Constitution.
Right.
Okay, folks, we didn't. We had the Papers of Confederacy. That's how our country operated. And then about 10 years, we said, there was some kind of change. Now, some argue it was a takeover, basically. And then the South wanted out of that. They wanted to go back to the Confederacy, and that's what we were first. So some could say
you're a terrorist, Jay.
Some could say you could be a traitor because actually, it's tricky, man. It's really the history people just don't look at. They don't really go back and look at history.
But I watched CNN, and they said that the Confederate flag is linked to slavery. So you're a racist wannabe slave owner if you think that it's okay to...
And the United States flag is linked to racism and linked to slavery. and linked to freaking atrocities that we committed against all kinds of people.
Well, we didn't. Maybe our ancestors did. And that's another thing, Jay, that just drives me nuts. You know, you've got so many people that are so liberal, they can barely function, and they're just looking for anybody they can to attack, or anybody that they don't agree with, they're going to go try and sue or manipulate somehow for their agenda. It's so maybe this entire orchestrated scenario that's taking place right now with all of these attacks on the middle class American people, you know, it all seems orchestrated by design, but maybe they're trying to eventually say that, you know, as you say, the American flag could be considered racist. There's schools in California that won't even let you take an American flag to school if you have it on your shirt. It's retarded.
That's right.
It is so maybe this is all taking place so these, you know, extraordinary liberals, left wing, whatever you want to call
it. Some go all the way back and they link it back to the 50s.
Yeah.
When the Russians said that they can never beat the United States at all-out war. Okay? They could never
right.
do it. So they said the only way to take out the United States, and that's from within. And they set out ways to do it. And, you know, destroy the family, get rid of church, take it Bible, get it out of schools, all that stuff, and all that's happened. And then there's the other, you know, Sal Alinsky, and, you know, where they just overrun the system with welfare, and you pretty much collapse the system, and then they start a new system. So they create the chaos, and they have the solution for the chaos that they created. Hello?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Bueller? Okay, perfect. So let's look at America today and where it was 30, 40 years ago. Let's look at Russia today and where it was 30, 40 years ago. It's almost like a complete 180 shift. It's as if America is now Russia, or what used to be the Soviet Union in many ways. And Russia is now America. If you look at the values and the morals of at least what they talk about in the Russian media, and you look at what's talked about today in the American news, it's a complete opposite. It's a full psyop warfare. So you brought up a minute ago how the Russians knew, hey, we can't take out America unless it's from within. So how do they do that? Well, let's put together a lot of money and let's start funding this money into the news corporations, into these giant conglomerate behemoth businesses that have billions, if not trillions of dollars of assets. And let's fund our monies into there to where we can brainwash the American population. So now if you watch TV, the most popular thing to watch on TV now is reality TV, which is far from reality. But now it's, you know, oh, Mr. Bruce Jenner is now who's Bruce Jenner now? He's a chick now, right? What's her or its name or his name?
Do what now? I'm sorry.
Bruce Jenner, one of the greatest athletes of all time, is now a
Caitlyn.
Caitlyn, right? So now Bruce, the guy that was on the Wheaties box back in the day, where people looked up to and said, "Wow, this is a true athlete. This is a an individual that has incredible physical abilities." Now Bruce is Caitlyn. It's just like a whole psyop, dude.
And I just want to read some of these things from, you know, some of the points that they wanted to take over. One of them was get control of the schools. Use them as transmission belts for socialism and current communist propaganda. Now, you got to think, folks, this was written a long time ago. So even though they may not seem like communists, but it's in there. You soften the curriculum, get control of teachers' associations, and put the party line in textbooks. Also, infiltrate the press. That's a big one there, Rex. get control of book review assignments, editorial
writing. They have infiltrated the press.
Yep, policy-making positions, gain control of key positions in radio, TV, and motion pictures, control art critics and directors of art museums, eliminate all laws govern obscenity by calling them censorship and a violation of free speech and free press.
Well, let me
break down the culture standards of morality by promoting pornography and obscenity in books, magazines, motion pictures. Yeah, I mean, I go on and on.
So let me jump in here real quick. When you have a system that is controlled by the highest bidder and you are able to bring out information.
We've lost you, Rex. Your audio has went out. We've got no audio from Rex, so why Rex sorts that out. Another one that they wanted to do was they wanted to present homosexuality, degeneracy, and promiscuity? I can't say that one. Sorry, folks. As normal, natural, and healthy. Infiltrate the churches. Replace revealed religion with social religion. That sounds familiar. Discredit the Bible. And emphasize the need for intellectual maturity, which does not need a religious crutch. So, folks, that's just some of the plans that they had. Now, I'm not sure what happened to Rex. Rex, I've got no audio from you. Rex, no audio, brother. Oh, wow. Man, Rex. So, folks, sorry about that. We had some major glitch there with Skype, man. I don't know. It wouldn't let me hang up on either of the Skypes. Two different computers, I give you. Two different computers. It would not let me hang up, so I had to Control-Alt-Delete and kill those mofos.
So, and this all happened when we just started getting a little bit heated, and bang, Skype
just goes out. Yeah,
weird,
man. It's very odd how both computers, it wouldn't let me hang up on it. Like, your audio went out. You completely disappeared. And then I was like, you didn't come back. So I was like, okay. So then I was like, well, I went to send you a message saying, hey, not coming where you at on Skype. And it wasn't being sent through Skype. It was just spinning around. I'm like, okay. So I went to hang up and it wouldn't hang up. And I'm like, that's weird. So very odd.
Wow. And not just one computer, like you said, but two computers.
No, two computers.
This seems to happen when we get into specific topics or a little bit heated on.
I don't even know what we're talking about now.
Mind control, you know, full on. The Borg have assimilated you. It's unbelievable. It's supposed to be freedom of speech, and yet when people discuss certain topics, that freedom of speech costs something. So I don't know, Jay. It's pretty interesting, man. So with all this going on right now, with everything that is happening around us, how much time do you feel we have left before we're not going to have freedom of speech anymore? Do you think that it's going to happen in our lifetimes, or
yes.
You do?
Yep. I don't know when. I can't tell you. It could be this year, or it could be the next year. It could be next month. But I think it's going to happen in my lifetime, your lifetime, your kids' lifetime. So our grandkids, and I don't think it's going to be. I don't know. They're definitely preparing people for something huge that's going to happen, but whether it be complete economic collapse where they just take the system down, you know, they can just erase everything. Everything can be deleted, and we start over. I mean, your bank account, your retirement account, all that gone, wiped away.
Back in 2008, when the markets took a real big bath, I was really up to date, you know, every day, several times a day, actually, I was checking the stock market. I was seeing the prices and the sell-offs, and I saw something coming. And I brought that up to a friend of mine that used to work for the Department of Defense. He's very articulate and well-educated. And I just actually brought up the fact that the stock market was taking a huge hit. And he told me, he said, yep, in the next few weeks. And he wasn't even aware of it at the time. So when I brought it up to him, he just put two and two together and he figured it out. He said, yep, in the next few weeks, things are going to happen. Mark my words, you're going to see companies closing their doors, giant corporations, the stock market's going to continue to take a huge hit. And all of what he said after I warned him took place. So there was this giant reset, and it was nothing like it was back in the Depression in the 20s and the 30s. You know, my grandpa grew up in the Depression, and he's told me stories about how he remembers his mom used to cry because she was worried that she wouldn't have enough to provide for them. She was worried about getting enough vouchers to give them milk. So, you know, my grandpa, he's over 90 years old now, and he was a school teacher for 27 years. His wife didn't work. They raised five kids, and he was a religious person. He gave 10% of his money to the church that he believed in. And yet he's probably got over $1 million in the bank right now. And you wouldn't even know it just because he knew how to invest his money and how to spend his money. I mean, the guy's a school teacher. He's raising five kids. He's given 10% of his money to the church. His wife doesn't work. And how in the world is he going to have $1 million in the bank? I mean, you look at people today that make a lot more money than he did as a school teacher, where both spouses are working, they don't have any kids, yet they've probably got $5,000 in the bank if they're lucky. So where is there such a difference? You know, what has created this false sense of security today versus what it was like back then? And in my opinion, I feel that if you're raised in an environment where you're worried about how you're gonna eat because you just don't have the abundance of materials or supplies or money. So you grow up and things start to get a little bit better, you're probably gonna live in that bubble of insecurity. And people today are so comfortable because it's, you know, food is readily available, clean water is available. I mean, obviously you're gonna have fluoride in a lot of it and other stuff, but you're not gonna have, you know, carcinogens to the point of, or not, I shouldn't say carcinogens, but maybe pathogens that create, you know, giant amounts of diarrhea or whatever because you're drinking some type of bacteria. There's, you know, chlorine and other stuff in the water now to at least be clean enough to where your body can absorb it, but the long-term effects are very debatable. But so most people now are very comfortable. They've got air conditioning in their home. They've got cable TV with, you know, 100 different channels. They've got a cell phone where they can surf the web and play video games. They've got probably a big screen TV. They've got cars with air conditioning and automatic transmissions and power seats. So they're not really worried about what's going to happen tomorrow. They've never lived a life of insecurity. They've always had enough to provide for them to eat and drink and be comfortable. So what happens if the market collapses and many of these people that are on welfare or government assistance aren't provided that anymore? What happens if the trade networks that allow these giant supermarkets to have enormous amounts of food stop? What's going to happen to people that are used to having things given to them? Now they don't get anything. Are they going to go rebel on the streets? Are they going to go on the streets and commit crimes and robberies? Or are they just going to sit in their house with no food when they've been used to a life of free stuff? So maybe these Jade Helm exercises that are taking place right now, or these mass amounts of troops and special forces individuals and tanks and MRAP machines, maybe they're being put in specific locations because the government or the powers that be know things are getting ready to go down. So they've got to have all of these assets in specific locations at specific times to protect their interests. What are your thoughts on that?
No, I think you're right, and I'm sorry I kind of faded off, and I was reading something on this freaking communist takeover stuff, and it just all comes together. I really think this is really what that is, and I know some people are going to say, oh, it's not a communist takeover. Well, it may not seem like it. They may have changed a lot of things since the original communists. And
Neo-communism.
It's definitely morphed into something different. It's not the original communists, but the same things, they have the same meaning. They want the same results. They want the downfall of America. And they want to take over the world pretty much. And world domination, just like we want world domination in America. Same thing.
Well, here's the deal, Jason. I have a very good friend that grew up in a country called Moldova. And Moldova used to be a part of the Soviet Union. And I asked him, you know, I said, what was it like growing up in that environment? So he told me that prices were basically the same everywhere you went. If you're going to buy a loaf of bread in Moldova or Moscow, it was the same, unless you're in Siberia, he said, because Siberia, it costs more money to get things out there. So I remember talking to him a few years ago about the swine flu that was going around, and the media was making this huge, huge scenario where, oh my gosh, everybody's going to die with the swine flu. You got to get a vaccine, otherwise you might die, and these vaccines are good for you. And if you watch the CNN news and this guy that was pushing these swine flu vaccines, in my opinion, Jay, the guy looked like a fucking car salesman. He was selling a product that he was making money off of, and he could care less about what happened to those that actually took the vaccine. So I said, well, what would happen in Russia or Moldova when the communism system was in place if this swine flu vaccine actually started to spread amongst the people? And he said, well, they would have shut down the schools, they'd shut down the companies, and they'd make people stay at home for a week. So those that were infected, they could pinpoint, and those that weren't infected wouldn't get infected. And I'm thinking, wow, that really makes sense. Yeah, if people are getting these, you know, horrific viruses or bacteria infections, maybe it is a good idea to shut things down for a while so people can heal up. But you know what? The swine flu was a total hoax, just like Ebola and SARS and all these other ridiculous diseases and ailments that are made up by the mainstream media to push more vaccines on people and freak everybody out. It's all a part of the system. So the next question is, who's funding CNN and Fox News and MSNBC to push these snake oil salesmen into getting people so nervous and so scared that they're willing to take these vaccines without even looking up the ingredients?
I don't know, man. I don't know who, George Soros has probably got his nose into it.
Well, the question is, who's controlling George?
It's a very good question. One I don't have an answer for.
It's just retarded, man. It is absolutely retarded. We live in a system right now where if you believe in freedom of speech, if you think for yourself, if you question a system of dark ecstasy, you are then considered a terrorist or a dissident.
Aren't we all terrorists?
No. If you lick the boots of your masters.
But that word terror, you know, it can be misconstrued to anything, really, right?
Oh,
I mean, there was a drive-by shooting in Philadelphia. You know, there were two vans that pulled up and started shooting people. That those guys could be classified as terrorists, right?
No.
Why not? Dylan Roof was. Dylan's.
They love you.
Dylan's a domestic terrorist, right?
So let's get into Mr. Dylan's stormtrooper roof here for a minute. You watched the video where, was it four different cops pull them over and they take him out of his car and they arrest him. So I've talked to you about this before, and personally, in my opinion, when I watch the video, I'm thinking to myself, why in the world are these cops not even nervous about this guy? He is a supposed mass murderer that just killed nine people, and you guys don't even have your hands on your gun holsters.
No, they had their guns out.
No, man.
Yeah, they did. Look, if you look, if you watch, now there's a couple videos out there. There's one video that starts where they've already got their guns put up. But if you watch the video where they turn their lights on, they pull him over, he pulls over, the cops get out, they've all got their guns out down to the ground, and then as they get closer, the one cop puts his gun, he holsters his gun. I watched it. They treated it as a felony stop. That's how I seen it. I think we lost him again.
Can you hear me?
There he is. Hello.
So I see it the complete opposite, Jay. I see it as they pull over Dylan, and at first, a couple of the cops, I saw the whole video, and a couple of the cops at very first, they had their hands on their holsters, and then they walk up to him. They don't even have their hands on their holsters when they pull him out of the car. They don't yell at him at all. They like walk up to him all casually. They're like, oh yeah, this is the guy that just mass murdered nine people in a South Carolina church. We'll just walk up to him like he's an old lady that just accidentally ran a stoplight or a stop sign. They walk up to him all casually. They pull him out of the car. When they pull him out of the car and the one cop searches him, I felt like it wasn't even a real search. It looked like a half-ass pat down. Are you there?
Sorry. Yeah. Sorry.
To you, they're more than Jay.
No, these damn websites, man. They automatically.
Damn it, Borg.
They play these fucking commercials, and it pisses me off.
Dude, I'm telling you, man. I'm still looking at this Twitter account of Emily Heath, and she literally looks like Pat from Saturday Night Live. Straight up, Pat from Saturday Night Live is Emily Heath, in my opinion. Right on. And she talks and acts just like her. But okay, so I'm digressing here, Jay. Let's get back to the pullover of Dylan Roof.
Yeah, I'm trying to pull it up. That's what I'm trying to get.
You got to pull this video.
Because the video I seen, the cops, all other cops had their guns out.
When they walk up to the car?
Yes.
They don't have their guns out. They're all put away.
No, the video I seen, they did.
When the cop pulls them out?
It must be the Matrix, man. They're showing us two different videos.
Okay, no. They're when they pull the guy out, when they pull Dylan out of the car, they don't even act like they're scared at all. They're like, oh, yeah, we just got a 9-year-old grandma, and she's not doing anything wrong. We're just going to take her back to the nursing home. They don't have their hands on their guns. They let the guy out of the car. They don't even do a real search on him. The one cop that pats him down barely pats him down, and then the other cop that takes him, he does another half-ass pat down on him, and then they just walk under the car like it's no big deal. Oh, and then they also did a fist bump. There's two cops that while they're searching the guy, they're giving each other a high five. They're like, yeah, we got him. There's no way, in my opinion, that this is real. Either all those cops are crisis actors, or they knew when they pulled him over that he was no threat. And how would somebody be no threat if he just killed nine people at a church? Just watch an episode of Cops. They're more pissed off about somebody stealing a fifth of vodka than they are about somebody that just fucking killed nine people at a church. Nice. I don't get it.
All right, so here, we've got the video queued up. Those on YouTube can watch along. Where he's getting ready to pull over, so let's watch along as he gets pulled over.
Not only that, all the comments that I read.
So they're getting out. Cop has his gun drawn. Cop's guns drawn. They all got their cops guns. All their guns are out. They're approaching the vehicle cautiously. They all have their weapons drawn. Every officer. They've got guns
look
pointed.
Look at them put away. Look at them put the guns away.
They do. Once,
you don't have a threat
once
here,
they've identified that there's no threat, guns are put away. That gun, the one cop still got the gun on his head. He's got the gun pointed at his head right now. Now he puts his gun away. And then the video's cut. They've edited the video there. Now he's patted down.
That's a fake-ass pat-down, Jay. Look at that. He didn't even check his whole body.
It's hard to see because there's like five cops around him. So, and he's behind the car, so I can't tell how good of a pat-down it is.
Okay, let's think about this logically. In reality, they would have their guns on this guy. They would say, freeze, get down now. Get out of the car. Get out now. They would yell at him.
Maybe.
Freak him out. They wouldn't walk up to him like he's an old grandma that just ran a stop sign.
But they didn't do that. Come on. That's they did.
I see it completely different. The cops put away their guns before they opened the door.
There was no threat.
How could there be no threat? The guy just killed 9 people, supposedly.
He could have killed 50 people, but if he doesn't have the gun in his hand,
Bullshit. He's
no threat.
Bullshit.
No threat.
I've seen episodes where cops have tackled a guy because they got a phone call that he was a threat. Just a phone call. This guy is a mass murderer that's on global news. I mean, this is, and they're acting like it's no big deal. Jay, I don't see it, man. I see these guys looking at him like he is an old grandma, not somebody
that
just
shot. If he was an old grandma, they wouldn't have come up to him on a felony stop with guns drawn. If he would have made a move, he'd be dead.
There's four people right now. There's four cops out right now that don't even have their guns drawn.
But the situation's already been de-escalated at that point. He's already out of the car. He's in handcuffs. Why would you have your gun out? I trained with the cops, and I know how they operate. I've trained with them when I was a kid, and in the Explorers unit, that's how they trained them. Once the threat has been de-escalated, you don't continue to have your gun out. And the one cop standing, he still has his gun out. The one cop at the end here, he still has his gun out, even though the dude's handcuffs. I mean, you can read whatever you want into it, but from what I've seen, it was treated as a felony stop.
You know, it's funny because I look at the comments that people have posted when they watch this video, and 90 out of 100 comments say that it was, to them, they look at it as these are all crisis actors and there was no way that this is legit. I personally...
Either that or they sympathize with him.
You think that they sympathize with him?
Come on, this is the South. Let's not be
foolish.
There's
a black guy. There's a black cop involved.
One black guy.
One of the cops is black.
One.
He's not scared.
He had his gun drawn.
not when they let him out. Well, he was like,
the situation at that point was already de-escalated.
Give me 5. What about the 2 cops that are like giving each other 5s? They're like, yeah, we got him. Oh, yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, and they took him to Burger King and got him a sandwich. Like I said, they sent some of these cops, maybe not all of them, they thought what he did was probably okay. Come on. Racism is strong, and that's what they're using against people.
Show me the police reports. Show me the data of the coroner reports. Show me the blood stains. Show me the actual...
If you want all that, then you have to go to South Carolina.
It's not there.
You went there?
I've already tried to get it.
You went there personally?
I drove through there. When I was in Maryland,
That's not what I asked. Did you go to the coroner's office and request it?
I have called and asked for the data, and there's no information there.
Calling ain't going to get you nowhere. You have to go and put in the report, put in the Freedom of Information Act. I mean, if the information's there, they have to give it to you. That if not, then you can blow this all out. But right now, it's all assumptions. You assume it's not there, but there's been no official request to see these documents. I haven't seen any official request from anyone to see these documents. I'm sure they're there. If this is a setup, I'm sure they've made sure that those documents are there.
So what do you need to prove without a shadow of a doubt that this is a false flag?
Show me these people walking around the street right now, these dead people.
These supposed dead people.
Yeah. I mean, you can go to the town and talk to all their friends and family and friends. I mean, you really have. I mean, but again, it takes time, money, investigation to do all this kind of stuff. You could go to South Carolina and find friends and families. I mean, in the day of Facebook and all that stuff, you should be able to connect dots. I mean, because shit, everyone's on Facebook now.
Well, folks, those that are listening right now at Disclosure Media Network and YouTube.com/clandestinetimelord, we would love to get your input and feedback on this. If you live in South Carolina, if you live in Charleston, we would love to get your information. Do you know these people? Have you had an opportunity to speak with them before that this event took place? Please let us know.
Because you got to think, we've had funerals. I mean, we've had thousands and thousands of people involved in funerals and... So I mean, it's a pretty big operation. That's just my take on it. I mean, to fake something to this extreme, you know,
it's not that big a deal. Do you remember that movie Wag the Dog that came out back in the 90s with Dustin Hoffman?
Yes, I remember the movie.
Okay, well, that's exactly what I'm thinking of right now.
Yeah, but again, it would be easy if it was fake to investigate and connect the dots.
So that's what we're going to do. Ladies and gentlemen, for those that are listening, Jason and myself are going to do our very best to get the information on if this is legit or not. Because all of the information that I've obtained, I'm going to say, in my opinion, this is a complete false flag. I haven't been able to find any of the medical reports, the coronary reports, the paramedics that actually went and picked these people up. I don't see the blood stains. I don't see any of it. All I see are dates that are wrong on the video footage that shows Dylann Roof going into the church. I see news articles showing that $29 million is going to be given to South Carolina, and an undisclosed amount is actually going to the families that were affected by this. I see the website that Dylann Roof supposedly puts his manifesto on before this happens being controlled and ran by Moscow. So I don't see any verifiable evidence. I don't see anything. I look at this video footage of Dylann Roof being arrested, and in my opinion,
all those officers that arrested him, you could go find those officers out.
That's something that we need to do.
I mean, all this information is public record if you go look. Not by calling them, because they're not going to tell you shit on the phone. They're not going to. You know how many people are calling them? I need that. They ain't going to have it. You have to go there, officially request the documents. That's it. That's the only way you're going to get any kind of information, if there is any information.
You can get it via phone if you say I want to.
Get what via phone? What are they going to read? I mean, I just don't. What are you going to get via phone?
Data. Say send me the email, send me the white paper, send me the actual document, send me the verifiable evidence.
And most places will tell you to send in an official request.
So you send in an official request.
Which means you have to go physically and present official requests. If I want a record from somewhere, a lot of times it depends on the record. You can get it online. But some records you can't get online. Some places don't have certain records available.
Look at Nick Redfern. You and I have talked to Nick before. He has a ton of information that has been declassified from him sending requests to government entities asking to declassify certain information, the Freedom of Information Act. He didn't have to actually physically go to that location. He just called or requested it via email. So we can do the same thing. Does it mean we're going to get the answer we're looking for? Not necessarily, but we can still send these requests via email or phone. We don't have to actually physically be there.
And a lot of these people comment I see on these videos. A lot of people say it's white privilege. That's why he was treated the way he was, Rex, because he was white. If he'd have been a black guy, he'd have been pulled out of the car and thrown to the ground and beat. The one black guy that got shot in the back by that one cop.
What about all the white guys that got shot by black cops? Or what about all the white people?
No, I mean, the statistical wise, more white people were killed by cops. I mean, it's apples and oranges.
90% of the black deaths are from black people.
Yep, and 80% of the white deaths are from white people.
So, exactly. So, is that racist?
We're killing each other with each other.
No, it's not racist, but the media tries to portray it as such because they make more money on advertisements, and they're all doing their best to create this system that's orchestrated by whoever's funding these guys. Like you said, the Communist Manifesto. If these giant networks, these news networks, are being controlled and funded by alphabet agencies and offshore interests, the truth is way out there.
I agree.
So you really think, after watching that video...
I see nothing odd about the video, Rex.
Wow.
Nothing.
You know, it's interesting.
If they'd have just walked up casually... If they would have walked up casually to his car without their guns drawn, yes, it would have been a red flag. But that's not what happened. Guns were drawn all the way up to the point until he was pulled out of the car. Not every cop, but the cops behind him had their guns drawn. As soon as he was put out, no threat, the guns were put away. Now...
Here's what I see. Here, let me tell you what I see. I see a bunch of police officers walking up to the car casually. A couple of them have their hands on their guns, but once they pull them out, they don't even have their hands on their holsters. They're acting like he is absolutely no threat whatsoever. And in my opinion, if cops pull over somebody that's just killed 9 people, they're going to have the SWAT team sent there. They're going to have helicopters. They're going to call up for backup. They're going to be, get out of the car now, get out. They're not going to be walking up like, oh, hey, it's grandma. She just ran a stop sign. It's okay. We can put our guns away. We have no danger here. Yeah, it's all good. That's what I, and not only do I see that, but I've looked at about 20 different comments that were left on the video that shows Dylan Roof being arrested, and they're saying the same thing. Like, there's no way that this is real. This has got to be staged.
Yeah, I just don't see it, man.
Well, there you go. That's the beauty of having two different minds on this, Jay, is we don't both think exactly the same, you know? So this is good. This is a good thing. I appreciate your opinion, and I've got mine, but I'd like people to watch this video and decide for themselves what they think is actually taking place.
Yeah, you know, in some of these videos, like I said, that I've seen, they've cut out almost all the way up until... I've seen some videos, they start with the cops have already got their guns put away. Like this cop right now, he still has his gun out. And Dylan's out of the car, his hands are going behind his back, and now the cop puts his gun away. So I just... Yeah, not everybody. They didn't have a SWAT team. I mean, you don't have time for that situation. There's just a traffic stop. A lady called, said, hey, I think I seen the guy. It wasn't a for sure. So, I mean, it wasn't a positive identification. It was just some lady said, hey, I think I recognize this guy. So they initiated a felony stop. Now, I mean, you could look at it any way you want. Some people are going to say it's fake crisis actors, and some people say it's white privilege because he was white. They treated him that way. Some people said, you know, so it's... I don't know, dude. Everyone has their own opinion on it. And to me, it just looks like a regular traffic stop. Minus some guns drawn.
Yeah. Well, you're certainly not going to get me to agree with you on that one, my friend. But hey, like I said, it's a good thing we all think for ourselves. Otherwise, we'd be a part of the Borg network. And I think too many people are already attached to that, so.
I will not be assimilated.
I will not be assimilated. That is absolutely true. You know, this has been a good show, Jay. I'm glad that we had the opportunity to speak tonight. I'm sure that this is going to at least bring to many people's attention. There are things outside of their network that are going on around them. And, you know, let's just continue to be vigilant. Certainly looking forward to tonight's interview. And I'm sorry, tomorrow's interview with Susan.
No, tonight.
Actually, it is tonight because it's, yeah, it is. It's 12:41 where you're at.
All right, Rex. Well, I think we're going to wrap this show up for tonight while I get my intro exit music here ready. Folks, don't forget to subscribe to us on our YouTube channel. Just go to youtube.disclosuremedia. That will... take it to our YouTube channel, and you can subscribe to that. You can also subscribe to Rex Bear's YouTube channel by going to youtube.com/clandestinetimelord. And he's got some great videos up there. He's got some radiation videos talking about the radiation. That's on the increase. And we're going to have some guests coming
up. Microsieverts.
Oh, yeah. That's it's only going to get worse. Also, you can get our Android app at the Google Play Store. Just search for Disclosure Radio, I think it is. I can't remember what it's listed as right now. But just search for Disclosure Media, Disclosure Radio. You can get our app, get our breaking news, our news stories. You can also listen to the live radio show when it's live, and also all the other shows that are on the program. So with that, Rex, I think we're going to end it. I want to thank you again for coming on.
Great to be on the show, Jason. Be the change that you want to see.
All right, folks. I'll speak to you tomorrow, I suppose. See you next week. Have a great one, folks.